to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Shortwave, absolutely, folks. This is the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 17th of March, 2006. And with me this hour is Ted Pike. And I had a very fine gentleman on, Dale Crowley Jr. Is he still on hold? Is he still listening to the program? No, he's gone. Okay. At any rate, we had him on last hour. This is the religious broadcaster, I guess you could put it in that category, that was bounced from WFAX for mentioning Israel or the Jews. And he didn't know exactly where the pressure was coming from, and of course, the management at the station would not tell him. Now, here's the problem I have with this. You know, and I mentioned this before. I used to be on doing radio programming in other locations, and I was sent a letter that told me that, look, you've got to knock this Jewish thing off. That is the creed of cowards. For those that will not stand up against something that is wrong, those people are cowards. And they shouldn't be in the broadcasting business to begin with, okay? Having said that, I was told about 10 years ago that, well, John, you're a little Caucasian guy, you know, you're a Christian, and you know, they're gonna try to do to you what they did to Jesus Christ. They're gonna try to nail you on a cross. And I said, so you're warning me for my own good? Well, of course we are. And I said, well, gosh, if I'm in such mortal danger, if you're a good Jew, why don't you clean your own house? Ooh. See, folks, here we're not anti-Semitic. We want Jewish people to be free as well as everybody else on this planet Earth to be free also. Do you understand this? To get rid of the prejudices and the certain prides that we see that run with a lot of organizations that are just getting, well, just a little bit too pharisaically correct here, if you get my meaning. This has to stop, ladies and gentlemen. The only way it's going to be stopped is open and honest dialogue. That's what we do here. That's the point of this whole network, is we're giving out information. We're bringing in the points of view. We're allowing other people to hear what they have not heard in years. In years! And that's not an exaggeration. I very much enjoy what this network has become. And it's not done yet. You know, not by a long shot. Folks, there's a lot of work yet to be done. Because as long as one man, woman, or child in this country does not have the opportunity to hear freedom, then this country is doomed. And you know it, and I know it. I was sitting here and I was watching the web numbers. Well, some of our listeners, this is not their cup of tea. And that's fine. You know, you mention Jesus Christ in polite circles anymore, and you might as well say that, you know, you're aiding and abetting the Taliban or the CIA, or Al-CIA, as we call them now. Folks, truth is truth, righteousness is righteousness, good is good and evil is evil. That has never changed, nor shall it. But there are those out there that are trying to make you believe that, well, if you just withdraw a little bit and you just stay out of people's hair and you just quiet down a little bit, everything is going to be just fine. Well, there's some of those out there that like dancing in the moonlight with the devil. I ain't one of them. We'll be right back with Mr. Ted Pike right after this.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. Yeehaw! That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that, well, for various reasons, they think it's freedom if they worship Satan, for instance. A lot of Satanists out there, a lot of people that are devil worshiping, and well, see, the devil doesn't judge you. You know, that's the shtick that you're told. He's not that demanding. You know, God is the oppressor. Let me explain something to these listeners out here. You know, for all of you people that still like to practice homosexuality and do every little sexual deed that you want to do, you know, you're still free to do that. Okay, without cameras in your bedrooms or people viewing what websites you go, you can go to hell of your own accord in your own good way. And for you folks out there that say, well, oh, this Christianity stuff, it's just a shtick, it's just a way of control. Let me ask you something. Let me just ask you a pointed question here. Do you think we were freer under the principles of the Bible and when our government followed the Ten Amendments to the Constitution? Do you think we were freer then? What I objected to all the people that like to play their little sexual games and do all that other funny stuff, to you I say this has been part of mankind for a long, long time, and you can continue doing it. What I object to and oppose to, and like I said, you can go to hell, you're going to be judged, whether you believe that or not. Too bad that you don't, but if you don't, that's fine too. This is America. But what I object to is when you try to socially re-engineer this country to tell people that, well, the sins of the past are no more. Freedom means the freedom to do anything you want to.
to go into school systems to teach any kind of claptrap that you want to, that it's what homosexuality and lesbianism, well, that, you know, that's just an alternative lifestyle, and that's just as normal and healthy as you heterosexuals out there. Wrong. Thank you very much for playing the game, but you lose big time. Why do you think this country was blessed the way it was? And I promise you, by listening to this network or this program, you're not going to have somebody showing up on your doorstep to beat you severely amongst the head and shoulders with a Bible to beat you into submission. We give people the opportunity to choose their own paths. I am not your shepherd. I am not your guiding light. I am simply here to put out the viewpoints. You make up your own mind what you're going to do. If you like rolling around in this evilness, if you enjoy this, if you enjoy always being hollow and never seem to achieve, never seem to have inner peace or happiness, continue with what you're doing. It's your right to do so. That's why God gave us the ability to do what? To make choices. That's why we can do it. If God didn't want you to make choices, he wouldn't give you an opportunity to do so, would he? He wouldn't have. Sorry for the diatribe there, Reverend. It's just
that's wonderful. I'm just wondering there why you didn't get into the pulpit, John. That's real sermonizing. I love that.
Well, people told me, Ted, that I would have made a great cop and I would have made a good preacher. But that's not my mission. That's not my mission. There are so many people out there that are so well versed and better at that. My job is the communications end of that.
Well, you know, one of the reasons I retain the title Reverend Pike is as an ordained minister, I just kind of do it out of spite, to tell you the truth, because I have literally hundreds of thousands of my clerical brethren out there who are not standing up, who are not going up on the wall and crying out like God told Ezekiel to warn the people that the evil and the enemy is coming. And So I kind of want people to know that I'm one of those reverends who will stand up and warn the nation in the grand tradition of some of the great men of the pulpit in previous centuries, especially in this country. What we're experiencing today is a massive assault, as you've been so eloquently describing, upon the most fundamental definitions which guide society. You see, the definitions of our ethical terms are like rudders on a ship. Rudder on a ship is a very small thing, but it causes the whole leviathan and of a ship to go in circles if it's even out of kilter 5 degrees. And so what we're experiencing today is that the ADL, B'nai B'rith People, Southern Poverty Law Center, People for the American Way, ACLU, and on, they are all trying to get in the driver's seat of making the definitions of love and hate and tolerance and so on, which guide the thinking of the American people. And so audaciously, the ADL, through its hate crimes, a training program for FBI, Justice Department, and all police officials and officers in the United States, they have this unbelievably presumptuous definition that hate equals bias against federally protected groups such as Jews and homosexuals. And conversely, tolerance means tolerance or actually love toward those groups. In fact, a year or so ago, the ADL was running a big promotion through Barnes & Noble bookstores, and they had their brochures around and placards and so on. It was called the No Place for Hate program, and I opened up one of their brochures, and it suggested to families that in order to teach tolerance toward homosexuals, they should invite a homosexual couple into their homes for a dinner in the evening with their family and children in order to promote homosexual tolerance. That's the kind of evil Jewish leadership, Jewish activism that we have coming from the top. And every pastor, not just Reverend Ted Pike, but every pastor in the country should be pointing his bony finger and identifying these people for whom they are. They should be saying the forbidden J word. They should be calling them to account for their perverse leadership of the Jewish community. And I believe that if they did that en masse, if they did that as they should, as watchmen on the wall, it would so embarrass the Jewish community at large that they would put pressure on their evil Jewish leaders, whether it's in the media or civil liberties organizations or whatever, to back off.
And, Ted, you know what this would stop? It would stop the people out there that latch on to hate, because they'll hate anything. They might even hate themselves.
Yes.
But it stops them from destructing or trying to destroy. I mean, how many times we got to hear again about synagogues being, you know, firebombed or spray painted or whatever the case may be. And I know you feel this way also. You are on a mission, and so am I. Your mission's a little bit different than mine, but I lend credence to that mission, and that's simply to free the Jewish people along with everybody else from the oppressive governmental regimes, the secular regimes that have cropped up around this world. They're evil.
Absolutely, and that is, nothing has changed, John. Nothing has changed from the time of Jesus or Jeremiah or whatever. Again and again and again, we find in the scriptures this perennial problem going thousands of years back of these evil Jewish leaders, even before long before the Pharisees came on the scene. They had a problem with evil Jewish leaders taking control, creating a superior elite, and then leading the flock of Israel astray. Now, some people might say, well, Ted Pike is anti-Semitic. No, Ted Pike is philo-Semitic. He's pro-Semitic in the sense that he is trying to save the Jewish people, the Jewish flock, from being tarred as anti-Christian because of the evilness deeds of their leaders. And really, this is very serious business, because if we had some tremendous economic crash or another version of 9/11, we could see anti-Semitism around the world of the old-fashioned, vulgar kind breaking out in Eastern Europe or wherever. That would not be nice. We could find real persecution against the Jewish people. And I'm of the theological persuasion that God still has an unfinished destiny for the Jewish people. He invested a tremendous amount of work in them thousands of years ago.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and the wonderful prophets, and male and female in Israel, they labored in this rocky, barren soil of Judaic unbelief thousands of years ago. And you know, the Talmud says that Jesus is a fool for believing that he will ever have allegiance out of the Jewish people. It seems incredible, and even the far rightists, you know, they say the Jews are so evil, you know, the Jews collectively are so evil that God could never have compassion the way they are corrupting the world and taking away freedom of speech and so on. But really, he has a magnificent long-term plan, a light at the end of the tunnel, which is benevolent, which is kind. The Jews will have to go through terrible persecution themselves, great tribulation. But basically what I'm doing, in a word, is I'm helping, kind of like Corrie Ten Boom back in the Second World War in Holland and her family, I'm helping preserve the Jewish people so that there can be a remnant of Jews when Jesus comes on the scene to lead them back to himself.
Well, and there seems to be a theological disagreement with as well as the Islamic faith. You know, Muhammad was their leader. It wasn't Jesus Christ. And, of course, the modern-day Jewish religion doesn't have its Savior. They're still waiting for him. But no matter. It doesn't matter. Because when Islamic and Jewish and Christian respect and protect each other, what harm is going to come to them? The evil and the haters and the people that cause the dissensions, that cause the chaos, that cause the wars, that cause so much human suffering and misery, I do believe that, in my heart, Ted, I do believe that God has a grand plan. It may be his only experiment. As far as we know, we could be the only intelligent life in this entire universe. Some would try to argue with that, but who knows? This could be his seed planet for all we know.
Yeah.
We don't know God's mind. What we can do is emulate his teaching, which brings trust and peace and brotherhood to everybody.
Absolutely. And I'm, you know, I have been criticized that my videos and my book and so on have been bought and distributed by racist organizations, far right organizations, and some of them are even downloading my videos off their websites and so on. But the truth of the matter is, Jesus set the example of going to the untouchables, in society, the adulterers, the publicans, and even having dinner with a Pharisee, because he was desperate that the truth get out. And we live in a time where there is a very rising awareness of these problems, but also a tendency toward fanaticism and conspiracy theories and desperate measures. And I'm just very glad that my truth, at least the truth in my videos, like the Holy Scriptures, are going out to counter that.
All right. We got to take this break. We'll come back right on the other side.
of this break, and we'll go to your phone calls. Larry, John, John, Barbara, and others, hang on. We'll start the calls right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You know, the more I think about what I just said, that maybe this was God's plan to populate this earth in the likeness of Him, and that there's really no other Homo sapien-type life in the entire universe, you know, in time scales, you know, to God, time is infinite. He's got time enough for everything. So what? Imagine that for a second, folks. Maybe we were God's grand experiment, that He seeded this planet with us. And then we were to go out into the universe and to do whatever, for whatever He has in mind. Who knows? Nobody knows. But I do know this. I'm choking to death on the evil that I see around me, and I am sick of it. I don't want to get into that diatribe. Let's go to the phone calls here with my guest today, Reverend Ted Pike. Larry in Texas, thank you for holding, sir.
Yes, thank you. You're both doing a really good job. Knocking them out of the park.
Thank you.
Well, man's chief end is this, to know God and to love Him forever. I found a really good website today. It's yale.edu. There's the Avalon Project from Yale University.
Mm-hmm.
And this will come in handy for anyone that wants to do research. It has all the documents on every treaty that's been done since the 1500s.
Oh, really? And what's that website again?
It is yale.edu, and it's called the Avalon Project. but I want to give you something that's most revealing. If I can, read something that's only take about 1 minute.
Go ahead.
November 2nd, 1917. Now, let me say this first, and Reverend Pike knows this, that by the year 1900, I don't remember his first name, but Lord Rothschild was spending $1 million a year purchasing properties in Palestine, preparing for this whole nation setup that they were about to do. So this is 1917. Dear Lord Rothschild, this is the Balfour Declaration of 1917. I have much pleasure in conveying to you on behalf of His Majesty's government, talking of Lord Rothschild's government, the following declaration of sympathy with Jewish Zionist aspirations, which has been submitted to and approved by the cabinet. In quotes, His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for Jewish people and will use the best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights to existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine, or the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country, close quote. I should be grateful if you would bring this declaration to the knowledge of the Zionist Federation. Yours sincerely, Arthur James Balfour.
And Ted, we talked about this very issue before the broadcast today, about the political arm, the Zionist political machine. So here we have, and I did not know that, caller. Thank you for that. Now we understand where the funding came from to set up the great state of Israel. It comes from none other than Lord Rothschild himself.
That's where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to buy the land pretty much there at the very beginning. And then as the Zionist movement gained momentum, especially after the so-called War of Independence, then they came in and they literally took 95% of the homes and businesses and olive fields and orchards, and they just totally stripped Judea of the Arab inhabitants. And isn't it tragic that the language of the Balfour Declaration says nothing shall be done which shall prejudice the rights of the indigenous inhabitants? Actually, the rights of the indigenous inhabitants who'd been there for 1,300 years were terribly bulldozed, terribly trampled upon, especially after 1948.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that that call, and I appreciate you holding. All right. Yale.edu. Mr. Producer?
I believe so.
Okay, .org. That's good information. I will check that site out myself. John in California. Hello, John.
And, yeah, I've been to that site, the Avalon site. It's a very good one. In fact, I read the transcripts of Joan of Arc there from the original trial. Very interesting.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's very good.
Oh, you mean I don't have to watch the movie, the Hollywood version of it? I can go back and read the actual court transcripts of it?
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds like
great.
A winner.
Number two, yeah, it's a great site. Number two, I want to say that never, ever, not once have I ever been screened on your show or any show on RBN. And that means a lot to me and a lot of the listeners, I'm sure.
Well, I think you even tested that medal the other day when you harpooned one of my guests.
How did I harpoon him? Come on.
The Reverend doesn't know what happened there. Just move on. What else did you want to bring up, Joe?
Oh, come on. You dog, you.
I'm telling you.
I'll tell you. That was a great article by the Reverend Pike about the Abe Foxman affair and the persecution of the Christians. I just thought that was a wonderful article, and it was a true down to the bone.
Yes, and by the way, while you mentioned it, John, your website, Mr. Pike, is?
Yes, it's truthtellers.org. That's www.truthtellers.org.
All righty.
John, I got one more question.
Okay, hold on, and we'll hold you over into the break, and then we'll go to John in Vegas, Barb in Texas, Vince in Indiana, Bob in Texas, and, of course, others. 313-800-313-9443.
on this 17th day of March, 2006. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Program note here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm very pleased to announce this. It was the commanding general at Abu Ghraib prison that got, well, hung out to dry by her superiors, Janice Karpinski. She is going to have her own program on this network, not starting this Saturday. It'll be next Saturday from 3 to 5 Central Time, right here out of Republic Broadcasting Network, and she will be on shortwave, I do believe, 11915. So we're building it, folks. You got to keep supporting us. We'll keep building. We'll put as many birds up with as many talk show hosts. We'll get the information out there. But this is a cooperative effort, is it not? Help me, because this mule's knees are a little bit weak here. All right, John in California, you had one more thing, and then we got to move on.
Yeah, John, made me feel like old Captain Ahab there with that harpoon statement. But, God dang it. Sorry, the radio shifted on. I was wondering...
Reverend, you know, you got one prayer as soon as you get off the air, and that's for this guy, right? You know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reverend Pike, I was wondering about what you thought about the author Koestler's book, and especially the appendix where he lays it all out there on the illusory nature of some of the Jewish people in question.
Yes, I'm very familiar with Arthur Koestler's book, The 13th Tribe. I have about a 10-page appendix on that in my book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma, which is available at truthtellers.org. I'm in perfect agreement with Arthur Koestler's thesis. In fact, I've been studying it all week. I have a new email alert, which is coming out Monday night, on that very subject. And if people would like to come to Truth Tellers, probably around 10 o'clock Monday night, they can read not only what I have to say about Koestler's thesis, but how I have some new explosive implications, which are brand new from a biblical point of view, which come out of that. Basically, Koestler says that contrary to the expectations of both Christians and Jews throughout the last 2,000 years, the majority of so-called Jews today are actually Japhetic or Khazarian in origin. They come from the nation of Khazaria, which was converted to Judaism in 740 A.D. and became the great Ashkenazim, Eastern European Jewish, so-called Jewish populations, which I should also mention provided the main impetus behind Zionism around the turn of the century. Of course, Koestler has undergone withering scorn and criticism from liberal and Jewish Zionist academia. If you go to the websites, you'll find him held up for ridicule. But the truth of the matter is everybody should read the 13th Tribe and even go to some of those sources, and you'll find he remains a very solid authority on the subject.
And he does say that the only thing that makes Israel what it is today is the fact that it was a U.N. charter that made it what it is, based on hereditary.
Well, it was, by the way, what you said, Ted, about the Zionism around the turn of the century. Well, let's not forget the Bolsheviks and what they did in Russia.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they were primarily Ashkenazim, too. So, you know Jesus... 2,000 years ago, he said to the Pharisees, he said, "You Pharisees, you compass sea and land to make one proselyte that he might become seven times more the child of hell than you are." And that's pretty much what has happened with the Khazars. The Khazars embraced the Talmud, but especially the Zohar or Kabbalah with a passion, a revolutionary zeal, which was not as intense among the Sephardic Jews of the West.
Well, and Ted, I mean, after all, we just had the great American icon here, Madonna, come out and say, well, she's a Kabbalist now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in our pop culture, with a good woman like this, I'm sure that the Kabbalists welcomed her with open arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to say in parting that I do have the book, but the book is online, and I don't have the web address in front of me at all. But it is online, and people can read it.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Appreciate your call. John in Las Vegas.
Hey,
ooh, how you doing? How's the land of Sodom and Gomorrah out there today?
It's chemtrailed and a little bit of storm starting to come in, because that's why they get the chemtrails.
But, all right.
Reverend Pike just kind of touched on it. The Semitic bloodlines are of Shem, and if we go back far enough, certainly we can trace everybody's bloodlines back to the origins, but the bloodlines of the Semites make up the Middle Eastern people, and it also really refers to a language group more than anything. And from a pure bloodline standpoint, the Palestinians clearly have more in common with Christ, at least a closer blood tie to Christ, than the European Ashkenazi Jews.
Absolutely, that's true. The Arabs are descended from Ishmael, and Ishmael, of course, was the offspring of Hagar, who was an Egyptian handmaid for Sarah. She was an Egyptian of Hamitic origins. You know, you hear a lot that the Palestinians and the Arabs are just as Semitic as authentic Jews. That's not really true. They are half-breeds. They are half-Shemite, like the true Jews, but they're also half-Hamitic. And the fact of the matter is that there are authentic Jews pretty much in the world today. The Sephardic Oriental, which went into Babylon, which went across all the Mediterranean, North Africa, taking refuge in Spain, but also going up through Germany, France, England, Holland, and so on, they have a pretty good claim to be relatively authentic descendants of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin, which were exiled to Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar in the 6th century B.C. Now, of course, all throughout Hebrew history in the Old Testament, we find Gentile infusion coming in. there were 32,000 Gentile virgins brought in under Moses in Deuteronomy, I believe it is, or Numbers. There were also outstanding and illustrious Gentiles like Rahab the harlot or Ruth the Moabitess, who because of their worthiness were brought in. Even King David was half Moabite, you see. And so there often is not a perfectly true Jew, but I believe what is really important is that there was a spiritual agenda, a spiritual legacy, rather than a primarily racistic one through God's experiment through the Jewish people.
And then final thing is, biblically, lineage is, in the Bible is traced through the male, yet today we see that the Jewish bloodline is traced through the female. Why is that?
Oh, well, that's very interesting. I hadn't thought of that specifically.
I mean, the house of David. You know,
absolutely.
If you look at all those houses, it's always the male line. It's never the female line. And today, it's always the female line.
Well, what we have in the last 2,000 years is the rabbinic tradition taking over and basically redefining Hebrew laws and commandments and obligations and so on. Jesus said to the Pharisees that they had overturned and made the law of God of none effect. I think probably this matrilineal idea comes out of the Talmud and the rabbinic teachings, but I'm sorry, I haven't really researched that.
I think that'd be a great area to research, Reverend Pike, and maybe something that could really be hashed out and something that would provide a lot of good scholarship.
Yes. Well, thanks for tipping me off on that.
Take care.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thank you, John. Is my screen up to date here? Who do I have next? Okay, Barbara in Texas. Hello, Barbara.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good.
Well, I've got a couple comments here. First one is about our friends to the South, Mexico, their beloved president, Vicente. He's Jewish, too. And that's not an Orthodox Jew, but just in name only. And the, I'm sorry, this got a little distracted here. The speaking about the women and the Jews being declared Jewish through the women's line, it was explained to me that because the Jews had been attacked and taken over by so many different regimes, that the only way that they could continue their bloodline was to declare any child of a woman Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was my only input.
Vicente Fachstein.
Vicente Fachstein, my husband, who is also Jewish, works with his cousin, and they are of the Jewish faith.
I was not aware of that. Ted, were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't.
Well,
no, I was blown away when my husband told me, but
That would explain a great many things, wouldn't it?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Your website, www.truthtellers.org, and also www.hatelawsexposed.org. You're emailing. How many radio programs have you been on?
Well, I've probably been on a couple 150 in the last year and a half, primarily, most intensely during the hate crimes battles and the Philadelphia 11 persecutions of the previous year. But what I'm doing right now is I'm primarily emphasizing email alerts, which I send out every week on very timely problems and threats that are coming against the church and nation. I should mention that if anybody would like to come to truthtellers.org, they can sign up for these alerts, and we'll get those to them immediately, put them on our email list. There's no danger of us trading that list, giving it to somebody else. It'll all be private. But we're having quite a national outreach, especially in broadcasting. I have at least 250 talk show hosts, Christian conservative talk show hosts, who are now receiving my weekly e-alerts. And I've only had a couple in the last year and a half who've declined to get those. They're really quite fascinated by what I'm saying, the daring of it, the specificity of it. And what I believe we're doing is laying a strong substratum of awareness of these issues. Now, obviously, most of these talk show hosts are not going to have me on talking like I'm talking here today with a man of such courage as John Stadtmiller. But nevertheless, it creates a climate of tolerance and receptivity, especially when callers call in and bring up points like our callers today have, instead of blasting them and denouncing them and saying, you know, I never heard of this, they will say, yeah, Pike informed me about that. He educated me on this and that and so on. So we're creating a climate that is changing and being more open to alternative viewpoints on Israel and Jewish issues.
And on the subject of the the hate crimes bill, and, you know, this is by no means stopped. I mean,
nope.
This will come up again and again and again. Now, off of your site, you say that the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, it was passed by the House, and it will establish the hate crimes bureaucracy in America, just like Canada's ending free speech. Now, the legislation gives special federal protections, as you mentioned earlier, select groups, including homosexuals. Throughout history, many homosexuals have sodomized underage boys. Now, but that's okay, folks. You know, that's okay if that keeps going on. But, you know, we can't have open dialogue here. And the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, how close was that to passing?
Boy, that was a cliffhanger, I tell you. I alerted your listeners and many others on alternative talk radio of how close we came to the Senate Judiciary Committee actually passing that. It was approved by the House in a rapid 45-minute span of time last October. I guess it was September 14th of last year that it was passed by the House of Representatives as an amendment. The ADL always sticks these on as amendments. This was to a Child Protection Act, Anti-Pedophile Child Protection Act. It went into the Senate Judiciary Committee very rapidly, and unfortunately, the votes were strongly in favor of hate bill passage in the Senate of Senator Kennedy's version on the floor of the Senate. And we were outnumbered 10-8, so it was a dark time. There was not enough votes, but in a bizarre surprise move, Senator Kennedy, who was under great pressure from his pedophile supporters to weaken the Child Safety Act,
oh goodness,
he threw in the towel and basically gave up on the ADL's hate bill as a trade-off with the Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and allowed them to create a new version of the Children's Safety Act. And basically, in a nutshell, Senate Majority Leader Frist vowed that he would never let Kennedy bring that bill to the floor of the Senate, and that's exactly what happened. It was killed, and finally, when the Congress was ended, it was a done deal. So this was a tremendous setback for the ADL. They've been trying to pass exactly that same bill since 1998. They've tried five times and failed. They're desperate because they're way behind schedule. They
right.
want to bring us up to speed with Europe.
All right,
I'm watching momentarily, John, and our listeners, for any news that the ADL is putting that back in, and just as soon as it happens, I'll go on the airwaves and alert everybody.
Well, and what this was due up for a vote this week, was it not?
Not the hate crimes bill. This week, there's been a bill in Congress which is a lobby reform bill. Ostensibly, this bill is to correct abuses in lobbying and high-rolling politicians and so on in Congress. But typically, at the last minute, Senators Levin and Lieberman, who are arch hate bill supporters, stuck in an addition to it, a kind of an amendment, which would also put severe restrictions on grassroots lobbying in the United States. And I did call back there this morning. I found that they haven't voted on this bill. If I could just give the bill number.
Please.
It's S-2233, and it's called the Lobbyist a Reform Act of 2006. And in order for people to really get a backgrounder on this legislation, they should come to Truth Tellers. I've done in a right up there two or three articles back. Yeah, I have an article entitled Lobby Reform Bill Cripples Free Speech. That'll give you a complete explanation of what is in S-223. It's actually been united with S-2128 that I describe in this e-alert. But that will give you the information. There's still time to make those critical calls to your members of the Senate not to vote for these last-minute additions from Levin and Lieberman. And here again we see the Jewish activists
yeah.
coming to the fore, pushing a sinister agenda.
Well, and let me, while you're on that subject here, let me give out the numbers for Senator Joseph Lieberman. This guy has grand plans, maybe, for presidency of the United States. Oh, boy. The Washington, D.C. number, and I hope you people are always ready with pen and paper when you listen to this program. Lieberman's D.C. office, 202-224-4041. Again, everything in D.C. is 202, so that's 224-4041. Now, he has a district office in Hanford, Connecticut, and you can avail yourself of that also. 860-549-8463. And he's in his third term, and he got 63% of the vote the last time I think he was voted in. Senator Carl Levin, out of my old state of Michigan, he's fifth term. Somebody ought to get wise up there and unseat this character.
Yeah.
But his, kill that break there, Mr. Producer. His number in Washington, D.C. is 202-224-6221, 224-6221. And his, he's got a couple different offices. Actually, he's got a whole slew of these. Boy, this guy's an operator. In Detroit, area code 313-226-6020. That's 313-226-6020. He's got one in Saginaw, Michigan, 989-754-2494. In Lansing, gosh, 517-377-1508. Grand Rapids, Michigan, 616. Doesn't this guy have a lot of offices? Where's he getting all his money? ADL, perhaps? 616-456-2531. In Warren, Michigan, 586-573-9145. In Escanaba, Michigan, 906-789-0052. Oh, and also, let's not forget Traverse City. We've got to cover the entire state. 231-947-9569. And also, our vaunted one, Mr. Arlen Specter, our magic bullet guy, he's got several offices also. I'm not going to read all of his offices. I will give you the phone number in D.C. And folks, avail yourself of this. Let your voice be heard. Tell them that you don't appreciate anybody monkeying around with the First Amendment to the Constitution. That is, in our estimation, that's a little treasonous. They're there to support and defend the Constitution of this great republic, and we don't appreciate anybody trying to clamp down on our First Amendment. Number up there, 202-224-4254, and he's got a bunch of different offices also. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, actually, John, there's one toll-free number for all 100 members of the Senate.
Shoot.
And if I could just give that, it's 1-888-355-3588. Again, that toll-free number to all 100 members of the Senate, 1-888-355-3588. This is legislation which is largely slanted against the Republicans. The Democrats, hate bail people, want to entrap the Republicans in Congress, make it hard for them to function and get caught in the toils of this anti-lobbying type of legislation. But my main beef is not with the legislation. It's with this amendment by Levin and Lieberman. And those two amendments, just for your information, are S-2128 and S-2180. And I would just advise people to come to truthtellers.org. You can have this all written out, read it, read my argumentation, and so on. But what we have to do is to stop this kind of thing when it rears its ugly head, not let these things pass through, because each one of them is chipping away at our freedoms.
Well, and I'll tell you what, when there's enough people that are bold enough that have the microphones to the public out there, what I'd like to do is really start a campaign to rid this country of B'nai B'rith. Because
yeah.
They're a phony organization. They don't represent the interest of Jewish people here in this country. They're a political Zionist front, and they're a front to this nation and its Christian principles and foundings. I want to see them erased from the United States.
Right. Well, there are many thousands of Jewish people who would thank you profoundly if you could do that, John.
Vince in Indiana. We got to roll these calls. Hello, Vince.
Hello, Mr. Stantmiller.
Yes, sir.
I can't remember the name of your guest.
Reverend Pike, Ted Pike.
Reverend Ted, okay. I've heard him on shortwave, but I wanted to get his view on churches that feed the hungry and the poor and try to help the poor out. And now they're being prohibited here. We found something out today, you know, a bunch of us people that do help some of the poor, we were trying to give out free coffee down the circle in Indianapolis. And we were supposed to be there from 6 to 9. And we found out that, you know...
Vince, I'm going to have to tell you to be quick. Get to your point.
My point is, how does he feel about the government trying to tell these churches and organizations that want to help the poor where they have to go through these extensive licensing regulations and all that?
Gotcha. All right.
Well, you know, this legislation, which we are addressing and opposing right now, is even more of this federal restriction. They are now defining a caller to Congress as a grassroots lobbyist. Make a call to Congress, you're now a grassroots lobbyist. If in the course of your activism you bring in $50,000 in a quarter every 3 months, then you have to go through all this extensive disclosure to the federal government, paperwork and everything. And of course that is imposed to a certain extent on the nonprofits, churches, and so on. I say we've got to roll this back and certainly not get any more of it coming down the pike. And, of course, obviously, I am against anything that will cripple ministries and churches. But the fact of the matter is that our problem is not too much grassroots activism, both spiritually and physically. It's not enough. Our main problem in this country is apathy, not too much activism. And so this legislation by Lieberman and Levin is way out of line to further cripple spontaneous grassroots opposition.
They should just quit and go work for the parliament in Israel. I'm sure they'd be bigger, greatly appreciated over there. Ree in Florida. Hello, Ree.
Listen, I haven't researched what I'm fixing to say. It's secondhand. But during Jeremiah's time, all the sons of the king was killed, and there was two daughters left over. And Jeremiah took one of them to Spain and married her to one of the tribes there and took the other one to Ireland. And it went back and forth from Ireland to Scotland to Scotland to Ireland for a long time. Bloody Mary, if you know anything about her, she chopped off the heads of 300 Protestants because they wouldn't join the Catholic Church, and had another list, and she got her head cut off before she had a chance to do that. But this is why it's referred to as the Queen's Kingdom, because all the sons were killed.
Ree, you're reflecting identity, Christian identity, history, and anthropology. And there's no evidence in the Holy Scriptures of any trip by Jeremiah.
They say that the documents come out of Ireland. They're there. I don't know.
Yeah, the Christian identity movement is full of all kinds of speculations like that. You know, in all my researches, I have to hold, practically have to hold these documents in my hand, like the Talmud and the Kabbalah and so on, and then I can reason and develop a thesis from that, but this is pure speculation.
Right.
I don't think it's true.
All right. We're out of time. www.truthtellers.org and also www.hatelawsexposed.org. And Reverend Pike, I have a feeling we're going to have a lot to do with each other here in the near future.
Thanks so much, John. Really appreciate it.
Okay, and I appreciate all of what you're doing, and keep getting on those talk show hosts out there, because these talk show hosts may not even recognize that if they don't come forth and kill this hate crime, I know it's Friday, hate crime legislations, that their jobs may be in jeopardy themselves.
Absolutely.
All righty. Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you.
All right. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you Monday with a brand new edition of the National Intel Report. And we've got a good lineup for next week. We'll see you then.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.